You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hello, hello, Tamara here. Your host and innovation enabler. How is everybody doing this week? As I sit here drinking my coffee, I am almost in disbelief that it is mid-September 2020, that we really only have one quarter left in this year. I think this whole year has been a combination of groundhog and warp speed all at the same time. It is crazy town. But you know what? I was talking to a girlfriend the other day, and we were talking about the rest of this year and also kind of rolling into 2021 and what that's going to be like. And I had a little bit of an aha moment that I want to share with you, because I hope you think about it too. And I know I'm really going to drive this home and in my community on our Facebook group, which, by the way, if you haven't joined, please do. It's our public group. I'm definitely going to work on this in our Everyday Innovators Tribe, our membership program. So for those of you who are listening who are in the tribe, expect more of this. But I thought, you know what? My aha moment was about how I was going to tackle the rest of this year and moving into 2021. I decided, you know what? I think strong is my word. And I'm going to finish strong and I'm going to start strong. I'm going to work on this last quarter finishing as strong as I possibly can in 2020 and starting 2021 strong. Now I know there is so much that is out of our control right now, but I'm going to think about where I can play strong and where I can influence strong. So I may not be able to control COVID. I'm pretty sure I can't. I can't control whether my kids go back to school or not in terms of in the building. I can't control work from home. I can't control the election. I can't control the economy. I mean, I can vote, and I hope we all vote. By the way, that's my little plug. I don't care who you vote for, vote. All right, I can't control any of that. But what I can do is be the strongest possible me I possibly can and make the strongest possible influence and impact I possibly can. So that's what I want all of us to focus on. End strong, start strong. Yeah, I like that. Let's do that. Speaking of that, hey, join the Facebook group. But also, don't forget, we just started our innovation workshop. And guess what? I know you're supposed to say, what, Tamara? It's free. The first video launch is a four-part series plus a live webinar. And the first one was released today, September 15th. And the second one is coming out Thursday. So it's not too late. If you sign up now, you can get access to the first one, access to the second one coming out, and the third and fourth, and the webinar. It's so good. Do not push it aside. Do not say, I'll wait to look at this. This is a one-time thing. After this is all over, we're gonna close it down until the next round, which is not happening until 2021. So I highly suggest the whole topic is how to, you ready for it? Ignite innovation, influence others, and lead strong. It's no wonder my word is strong. So get on it. Go to our website. The link is in the show notes. If you're in the car, keep driving. And later, go to gotolaunchstreet.com, G-O-T-O, launchstreet.com, all one word. And there's a link there that'll take you to get access. Don't delay. End strong, start strong. Okay, speaking of workshop, what I wanted to do today was actually cover some things people are saying about the workshop, our community, and specifically being in our Everyday Innovators Tribe, which is going to open its doors for new members for a limited time very shortly after the workshop. And I wanted to cover this because I think in this are some nuggets of gold for all of us, some ways to think about our own ability to innovate, influence, and make an impact. So I'm going to cover seven things people are saying about the workshop, the content in there, and being in the Everyday Innovators Tribe. And I want you to listen through the lens of, how do I apply this? to my world. You'll get so much out of this if you think, how do I apply this to my world? Okay, are you ready? Oh, I know I am. And I have to tell you, on a little bit of a side note, it was so exciting pulling this episode together because I started looking through the testimonials and the emails and the comments that I've gotten over time. It made my heart sing because I realized how much value people are getting out of being in the workshop and being in the tribe. So I'm super excited to bring this to you. And like I said, think about this from the fact of what's the nuggets of gold in here for me, because there are so many. Okay. Number one is the comment I got, and actually multiple comments I get from people that say, Tamara, this makes me feel so empowered. Empowered to be the innovator I was meant to be. Wow, that to me, that is the foundation of all of this, is recognizing how you innovate, recognizing that you are an innovator, and that this whole myth that innovation is for a select few or certain times or certain job titles is such BS. And let me just say, the reason this matters to me, this kind of the fact that people are really talking about how empowered they get out of being in the tribe and the workshop and everything we do here, is that that empowerment turns into action. This isn't just, I feel so good about myself, I'm leaving a, you know, virtual conference for a weekend that I paid $1,000 for, and I have a notebook full of notes, and I feel so empowered, and then I put the notebook away and I don't do anything. No, no. This is people saying that they're feeling empowered to take action. They're getting the confidence they need to drive innovation and to speak up with their ideas and to experiment with their ideas and to do their ideas. How cool is that? I love that that's the first thing that popped out for me, is that people feel empowered. At the end of the day, being an innovator is about reaching your full potential. That's really what this is. Why would you want to only get to 50% of your potential when there's so much more waiting, lying dormant inside of us? And you know what my 25 years of work and research has come to discover is that being innovative is universal. We all do it. However, how we innovate is unique to each of us. And the fact that people in the tribe and the community and the workshop feel so empowered in their ability to innovate says so much, because you know what? Guess what? Now they're out there doing it. And that's what you can do too. So the question I have for you is, do you truly feel empowered to innovate? Or as Mia, who's in our tribe, who's phenomenal, said, faith it till you make it. I love that phrase. So much better than fake it till you make it. So Mia, shout out to you, because that was amazing. I love that flip of words. But hey, guess what? We don't have to faith it till we make it for too long. We just got to believe it's possible. And then eventually it is. But the question I have for you is, do you feel empowered in your own ability to innovate? Because I guarantee that if you don't, if there's that nugget of doubt in the back of your head, that you aren't stepping into that ability to innovate because you don't think it's true. So I could not be more excited that that was like a double, almost negative there. Ha! I could not be more excited that that was the first one that really called out, and the first one to bring to you, is that people are saying they feel empowered to be innovators. The confidence, the actions, the voice that they now have is making a massive impact. And oh, guess what? And part of their comments, it talks about how excited and happy and joyful they feel, because you know what? It feels incredible to be an innovator. Okay, the next one that I'm hearing people talk about is, Tamara, the real world tactics are helping me actually implement. And in fact, I want to read you what one person said in specific about one of the tactics that we have that's about building a culture of experimentation, not presentation. Here's what they said. I just want to let you know how your topic of culture of presentation versus culture of experimentation last week have helped open, in all caps, open my mind to the possibilities. And it couldn't have come at the most perfect time, as I was literally feeling stuck. We are all about mindset, and we're all about that, having that lens of innovation. And we're all about having the tools and the ability to actually ignite that innovation and take action on it. So we drive home a lot of real world tactics, real world exercises and templates. There's a whole innovation library inside the tribe that's so cool. In the workshop that just launched, that I really want you to go join because I'm so passionate and I know it could help you. in that workshop, we talk very specifically about the things that you can do. And as someone said to me the other day, that language that you provided, those questions that you provided in terms of how to get buy-in for your idea are a gold mine. How cool is that? They called it a gold mine. I couldn't be more happy. But number two of what people are saying is that those real world tactics are helping them actually take action and do it. There's nothing worse, I think, than being all excited about something, all empowered, but missing the how, missing the what. And I think for a lot of us, that's where things stop short, because we've got the motivation, we feel empowered, but we don't have the toolbox. And then we go, okay, tomorrow, that's all great, but how do I do that? Can't tell you the number of times I've walked away actually pretty frustrated by that. So over here in the workshop, in the tribe, we make sure that we're giving you the tools. So the second thing people are saying is all about, hey, Tamara, thank you for the real world tools. How cool is that? It makes me want to give more tools too. One of my greatest obsessions, I suppose, is taking, I know it sounds weird, like how dorky am I that this is going to be my obsession, is taking really lofty, subjective topics and ideas and turning them into very tangible, real. And I'm really excited to say that that's showing in the work that we do. All right, number three, what people are saying is, it keeps me fresh. Well, love that. Sounds kind of like, well, what do you mean by that, Tamara? It keeps me fresh. Well, when I looked at the comments, and I'm going to share one with you right now, it was all about, hey, it keeps me optimistic. It keeps innovation top of mind. It keeps me thinking differently. You know, innovation, the ability to be innovative, it really is a muscle in your brain. And while the brain isn't technically a muscle, in this way, it actually acts like one. So if you strengthen that innovative muscle in your brain, if you exercise it and use it and feed it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you don't, it gets weak. And in the comments I read, they said, Tamara, I feel like my innovation muscles are flexing. It keeps me fresh and always thinking differently. I think that's really cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those comments. And in the workshop, we work really hard to make sure that that different lens is part of the content in there in the four-part series. All right. The fourth one is, Tamara, you keep it affordable and sometimes even free. Ha 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 ha. Dot, dot, dot. LOL. That's what the comment said. Yeah. Look, I don't want price to be a barrier. And there's a ton of value in everything that we provide, whether it is free or paid. But what I want to make sure is that you walk away feeling like I am getting more than my money's worth. That's the feeling I want you to have. Like, whew, man, Tamara should raise her prices. That's what I want you to have. And that is the fourth thing that people are telling me they're getting out of it, which check on my part, because that is really important to me, that you get a ton of value in it. In fact, somebody else said, oh my gosh, Tamara, the value you give in this program is so incredible. It makes me want more and more. The other comment said, Tamara, this program is so affordable. In fact, here it is. I'll say it right here. I'll read this to you. I don't think I've been this excited about something in a while, especially these days when all I'm doing is canceling major conferences while learning new skills in the digital event space. I am grateful that you provide an avenue for me to join in a way that works with my budget. Yeah, I know times are tough right now. I get that. So I don't want price to ever be a barrier for you. And I always want you walking away saying, wow, I got way more than what I paid for. And that's what people are saying. That is the fourth thing people are saying they're getting out of the workshop and the tribe. All right. Number five is that, oh, this is a good one. Are you ready for it? Hey, Tamara, I wanted to let you know that not only am I solving challenges and finding opportunities, as you say, but people are noticing and, now this is in all caps, listeners, even asking me for my advice. I am being seen as a rock star innovator. My boss even told me that I'm an invaluable team member. Mm-hmm. So there's two sides to, maybe even three sides to this coin here of innovation. One is igniting more innovation, solving sticky challenges, unearthing new opportunities. But the other side of that is influencing others, getting buy-in for your ideas, rippling out innovation in other people, getting other people to ignite innovation, being seen as a rock star innovator. And the people that take the workshop and get into our tribe will tell you they are getting noticed. Here's another one. Oh my gosh, Tamara, I did your exercise of influence with my client the other day, and they were so excited, they asked me for more. They've never asked me for more before. Now they want me to drive even more. How cool is that? That's number five. People are noticing. Don't we all want to be noticed? And here's the thing. We all want to be valued. We all have egos. But it's not even just about that. I would say that right now there's this underlying stress that we're all dealing with to innovate and adapt and pivot. And that is what makes us valuable in today's world. Today's economy is not about a skill or a certification. It's about the ability to bring innovative ideas and solutions to the table, to be able to pivot and adapt with the marketplace that you're in. And I am proud to say that people are getting that out of the work that we do here. Okay, number six is, let me read this one. This is great. Tamara, your tribe rocks. It's like a breath of fresh innovation every day. Exactly what I need to tackle these stressful times. Here's another quote on number six about being a breath of fresh air. Wow, Tamara, this is so great. I feel so inspired and so empowered. Everything feels so heavy, but you help me see the opportunities and the future with all the work. It is heavy right now, isn't it? Yeah, but what we strive to do and what people are saying they're getting out of our work here, so great, is we're helping them see the possibilities, the opportunities. And here's the thing. I was on a keynote yesterday and I opened the keynote with this. Change puts to rest everything we did yesterday. But it also opens up new challenges and new possibilities. And it's up to us to have an innovator mindset to move those forward, to be able to adapt and pivot, to be able to see the change. I think people who are in a fight with reality, I think people who are only seeing the negative and only seeing the new obstacles in front of them are actually, they actually have an incredibly myopic lens. There's so much opportunity out there. And I love that what people are saying, what the workshop did for them, what the tribe does for them is helps them see the possibilities and the opportunities and stay positive through all this. I would never wish this on any of us. So don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing the heaviness of this entire situation. And believe me, I have personally felt it. I've had the rug pulled out from under me financially in my business. I know people who have people in their families die of COVID. Like I get it. And I think all of this that we're dealing with is here to stay. So we've got to figure out how to find the opportunities and find the possibilities and find the impact. And here's what I'm just going to go off on a little tangent here, as you all know that I do, for a minute and tell you that, you know, I just said, right, the rug got pulled out from under me financially. And it did for a lot of us. My business was in live workshops, live events, conferences, keynotes, strategy sessions, right? I mean, we had some online tools, but wow, the rug got pulled out and how we were doing business yesterday was not how we needed to do business moving forward. And we went through this exercise called Jump the Curve, which we do in the workshop. Actually, I talk about it in the workshop and we do it in the tribe. And it is one of those exercises that will give you whole new channels of thinking and opportunities. And I really hope that you take the workshop because it is in there. We're giving it away for free. And I won't dig into how we do it in the podcast, just in the essence of time. But what I want you to just know is that in doing that exercise, we at our business, what we realized is that we had this incredible opportunity to jump the curve and find a new one and get out of these live events we're in and create this Everyday Innovators Tribe, this membership platform so that we could actually move forward. And here's the thing, what we found is actually we've had more success and more scalability and impacted more people across the globe in our new platform than we did in business as usual, the way we were doing it in 2019 and before. And that was a successful business. And now we're finding even more success and better ways to actually impact people. You know, when I go to a conference, it's kind of a one-off. I come in, I do my thing, and then I leave. But with the tribe and our membership platform now, I get to be with you ongoing. And we know that habits take time to change. We know that it takes ongoing effort to make innovation a priority, to unlock your everyday innovator. In fact, next week, I'm going to talk about the five stages of success. Actually, it's the roadmap to innovation and influence. That's what it's actually called. I'm talking about that next week. But the reason I mention that now is, you know, when we talk about when people tell me tomorrow, one of the reasons they love the workshop and the tribe so much is that while everything feels so heavy and negative, this helps them see the opportunity. It's not just about rose-colored glasses. I think my story and example and others in our tribe can really highlight that this is about moving forward in the new way that we all have to deal with. Times are uncharted. Challenging is it means that there's no roadmap to get there. The positive side of that is there's no roadmap to get there. You get to do what you want. And the fact that people are getting that out of all of this, the fact that they feel less heavy, really makes me excited. I don't want to get all gushy here on the on the podcast. All right. Number seven is the thing that they're saying they get out of this, it helps them pivot fast and effectively. I think we all know that time is not on our side, especially right now. We've always talked about, you know, disrupt or be disrupted or innovate or die. But right now, there's also a level of urgency underneath that. And what people are telling me is that what they're getting out of the tribe is they're able to do that. They're able to pivot fast in a way that works. They're able to innovate quickly, adapt quickly, because we give them the lens, the tools, the mindset, all of that to make it happen. Here's the thing with pivoting and adapting. Here's the nugget of gold I want you to take away from number seven. It is more possible than, way more possible than you think it is. It is probably hiding in plain sight. The opportunity for you to jump the curve, to pivot fast, do all of that, to just rearrange the box you're in to create something new. Oftentimes we don't see it because our lens gets a little bit too myopic, particularly when we're stressed out. So people are able to pivot fast, and I'm seeing it in action. Okay, just to summarize, the seven things that people are saying about the work that we're doing over here, the content in the workshop that I have released and the Everyday Innovators Tribe is coming, is number one, they feel empowered, confident and empowered. Number two, the real world tactics helps them implement right now in the moment that they're in and the things that they're doing and that they're getting results from that. Number three, that it keeps them fresh and constantly thinking differently and flexing those innovation muscles. Number four, that it's affordable, that they get more than they pay for. Number five, that people are noticing them and even asking them, they're being seen as rock star innovators. And number six, that it's a breath of fresh air, that it helps them from not just feeling heavy, but also helps them find the opportunities and those nuggets of gold right in front of them. And number seven, pivot fast and effectively. Sounds like a pretty good list, doesn't it? All right. So given that list, I got to ask you, are you going to sign up for the workshop? Am I going to see you there? Am I going to see you on the live webinar that goes with it? Am I going to see that you've clicked over and are watching the videos? I hope so, because if you could even get one of those list of seven out of the workshop, isn't your time well spent? And it's free. Did I mention that? What? I know. Go join the workshop. Okay. Hey, here's to ending strong and starting strong together. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.